All right, do you need a fresh movie hit? Are you looking for some new material? Do you just want the inside word of what is going on in the latest pop and culture society? Well, as always, it's Thursday morning and we have Wayne's 4x2 back with us, not the building show, the culture review. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. How are you going?
I'm good. It's lovely to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
All right. Now it has been. It's Oscar season, so I'm wondering what you've got for us this morning. But I will let you take it away with our first review.
All good. My first review is a record I absolutely love. It's called Likewise by Francis Quinlan. Some people might know the band Hopalong. It's a really great Philadelphia band. She's the lead singer, the lead everything in that band. But she's now released her first solo album. Hopalong are really great anthemic, emotional rock music. But this is a bit of a quieter affair. There's a bit of synth in there. It still has all the emotional resonance of Hopalong. But it's a little bit folky, a little bit quieter. Frances Quinlan just has an amazing voice. It's a real weapon. She can sort of sing slowly, quietly, and can also scream.
That's a real talent.
Yeah, she's got an amazing voice. It's quite unique, and I love her to death, and this record is really great. And as I said, it's a quieter affair than Hopalong, but it's a beautiful record.
I love it. Okay, and that's the debut album?
That's her first solo album. It's called Likewise. Just came out about a week or so ago. I really, really loving it.
Awesome. Okay. Number two.
Number two is a TV show that's currently showing on SBS On Demand called Shrill. The second season just came out. It's a really wonderful comedy set in Portland. It stars Aidy Bryant, who's a really great comedian, and she plays Annie, who's an overweight girl, but trying to navigate life, I guess, as an overweight girl. And it really speaks to a lot of issues, I guess, about how people see her in the world and how she sees herself. But it is a comedy, so it's funny, but also quite sharp and emotional. So it makes a point, but you can also enjoy it. So it's really, really good. There's been two seasons. The first one was only 6 episodes, and the current one screening on SBS is 8 episodes. So if you like sort of very sharp, funny writing, but also has, I guess, a point to prove, Shrill is definitely worth checking out.
Funny with a story behind it, or funny?
I wouldn't say, I don't like to say a message, but it certainly has, it makes you think, and it makes, I guess, you think about how a lot of people have, not some issues, just have issues, but she has to be seen this way in the world, and you sort of think about, it makes you think about, well, there's people there that it's not struggling, I guess, but she has to navigate a world that doesn't look upon her the way she likes to be. But also it's very funny. So she's a great comedian, Aidy Bryant. So really, really love the show.
Awesome. And you said it's 8 episodes. Are they half hour or are they hour?
They're only half hour.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, so 6 in the first season,
yep,
and 8 in the current season we're just showing. I think they're going to renew it for a third season.
Yep.
And it's just, it's a lot of good satire in there, a lot of good commentary on society and how we, reflect on each other.
Yep.
And it's also funny. So, it covers a lot of bases.
Awesome. Okay, so that's on SBS.
Yes, SBS. I think they just had it on Viceland, but you can catch it on their on-demand service.
Awesome. Okay, number three.
Number three is a film. Now, this film is currently showing, and spoke about the Oscars. And of course, a lot of people are excited by Parasite, which is a great film, but it's still screening. But I want to talk about a film called A Hidden Life, which is the latest film from the master director, Terrence Malick, famous for great films like Days of Heaven, The Thin Red Line, and Tree of Life. This is his latest. This is based on a true story about a man called Franz Jagerstatter, who was a simple farmer in Austria around World War II. He was a very devout man. He led a simple life. But as Austria was part of the German Empire, he was forced to enlist and fight, but he refused to. So he basically sent to prison for standing up for his beliefs that It was obviously a nasty, awful regime, and he refused to fight. And this is a story about him. But the main thing, I guess, with Malik is, if you're not aware of his work, they're not very conventional. He doesn't always follow a simple narrative. There's a lot of emotion and feelings. It's all a lot of visual storytelling. And this one ranks up with some of his best work, and it's a brilliant film. It didn't get any Oscar love, but I totally recommend it.
Wow, it sounds quite thought provoking, and definitely. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's very it's highly emotional, and like his films, there's a beautiful symbolism and visuals. They are quite long. It is actually a 3-hour long film. So.
Oh, okay. Buckle in with your snacks.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to probably turn a lot of people off. They are quite slow moving. So he sort of has a small audience, but a very devoted audience, because they're not easy fodder. But I think this is a remarkable film. It probably just didn't get into the Oscar race, but this is a great film, and I think Malick is a true master of cinema. So if you want to see something that will hit you emotionally and make you think, I definitely recommend A Hidden Life.
Wonderful. Okay, and then number 4.
Number 4, it's a good time for music. There's quite a lot of new music coming out, and this is another record I love. It's called Have We Met by Destroyer. Now, Destroyer is not a heavy metal band. It's the name.
I was wondering that.
No, it's a bit of a misnomer. I think that's why he did it. It's a man called Dan Behar, who's from Vancouver in Canada. He's been making music since the 90s. This is his 12th album. He records as Destroyer, but as I said, not heavy metal. It's more like a blend of folk, rock, jazz, a bit of everything. He's quite a remarkable songwriter. His lyrics are very cryptic, you could say, almost poetic. He has quite a distinct singing voice. It's a bit nasally, I guess. It's a bit Dylan-esque, I would say. So you can really enjoy it for the music, but the lyrics are quite poetic. And this is his latest album called Have We Met, which a lot of his albums have a very varied style, but this one's probably a bit more synth-based, okay, rather than guitar-based. But it's not electronic music, but it's, yeah, he's his own person, Dan Behar. He's quite known as a quite a great individual, and all these albums are quite singular. So this is his latest. It's getting really great reviews everywhere, and I love it. It's called Have We Met.
Awesome. So Have We Met by Destroyer. So
by Destroyer.
At the top, we had Likewise by Frances Quinlan, the debut solo album from the Hop Along frontwoman.
Exactly.
Then we had Shrill, TV series on SBS, funny, emotional comedy about an overweight young woman who wants to change her life.
Yes.
Then we had Hidden Life by Terrence Malick about, it's a true story, you say. I mean, those kind of really hit home, don't they?
Yeah, a true story about, a quiet hero that no one knew his story, but he stood up to the Nazi regime without, I guess, fearing for his life. And another masterpiece from Malick, I would like to say.
Yeah, amazing. And then Have We Met by Destroyer.
Yes, a great album from one of my favourite artists.
Wayne, as always, you are just a font of pop culture knowledge. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Willie.
Have a great week, and we'll hopefully catch you next week.
Yeah, that would be great. See you later. Enjoy your week. Bye.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.